WTOP at 10:51.
Well, Redskins fans haven't had this kind of excitement in 20 years. The team is 3-4, but has gone down to the wire every game, nearly knocking off the defending champion New York Giants last week. Well, this week they face another defense in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Earlier, WTOP's Mark and John talked with Redskins great Gary Clark, a member of the late 80s, early 90s receiving corps known as the Posse.
I'll tell you what, I haven't seen this much excitement probably since Joe Gibbs came back the second time. I really haven't. It's definitely fun to watch the Redskins play football. RG3 has brought a new energy to the team. And I'll tell you what, it's nice to go to a game at FedEx and see that there actually are fans completely in all of the seats in the stands. And that's very important.
Well, the Redskins showed they could move the ball against the Giants. RG3, not only does he have the best completion percentage in the NFL, he showed that he can move the ball with his feet. How does that change life for a wide receiver, knowing that your quarterback can do so much with the ball?
Well, it's always good when your quarterback can buy time for himself, because sometimes it may take you a little while longer to get open in your route. So to have a quarterback who's able to be mobile enough to escape a rush, add time to the play, that makes it harder for the defense, because the defense only has so much time before they break down automatically.
You got to love veteran receivers. Santana Moss, we thought we had the game winner last week. Age 33, lots of folks thought he was done, but he's got 4 touchdown catches on the season, more than anyone else on the team.
Yeah, I think if the Redskins, if there's one thing they could improve on in terms of their offense, is that's getting Santana more involved with it. It's really simple. People try to make football so complicated. You give your playmakers the ball and they make plays. Santana's been making plays since he came to the organizations. He's been the guy for all. He was the guy last year. All of a sudden, because there's 1 year of passes, he's no longer the guy that you look to. And
you know, I hate to draw too many parallels here, but Santana Moss, a smaller, faster wide receiver, not something
that's probably why I like him. He does remind me of myself.
Not something you're unfamiliar with, but you guys take an absolute beating out there. 33 years old is ancient in wide receiver years, because you're out there getting hit by linebackers, at full force for now over a decade for Santana, and that's what happened to you. How does he keep up the level of production that we've been used to?
I guarantee you, Santana is probably much better now than he ever was his first 3 years in the league, because over time, you gain experience. The most important thing is gaining experience in this league and gaining knowledge and putting that knowledge to use. Once you're able to do that, even my last year in the league, my numbers didn't show it, but in terms of getting open, it was my best year ever.
But physically, you've really got to be, beaten down at this point.
Well, physically, I mean, football is kind of a state of mind. Always has been, always will be. You've been in pain since you were in Sandlot, because it's a physical game. You do get hurt. Nobody does not get hurt playing football. Just not what happens. And that's why even with RG3, people say he runs too much, he shouldn't run as much. I think RG3 should do what he's used to doing. That's what I'm not thinking about. When I start thinking about getting hurt, that's when I get hurt. Mm-hmm. When people started talking so much about him running, and should he run, should he slide, should he get out of bounds, what happened? He's running. Should I get out of bounds? Should I turn up? He's thinking, and all of a sudden he gets plastered, and then he gets hurt. Let's let him do him. He got here by doing him, but you also get a pain tolerance. I know how to block it out, too, and I think that's what Santana knows how to do. He'll block it out, because he's that type of guy.
Now, talking about experienced hands on the team, we lost Fred Davis, but Chris Cooley is coming back. How difficult will it be for him to get back into the groove that he used to have?
Chris is a playmaker. People say, well, Chris never had the step to start with. But when he caught the football, he'd make somebody miss, and he'd pick up an extra 5-10 yards after the catch.
Right.
He's Cooley at the end of the day, and he's Cooley upset now to prove a point that we should have never been having this discussion to start with.
Great conversation with Redskins great Gary Clark.